they use a, that's right, they use a very small version of the Samuel Plimsoll, which is a sucker dredger. So he puts his nose down and sucks the mud up and it goes through a pipe. So up the feeder they use a small version of that, which they hire in, which has got to be sorry, transported by road and then lifted off and put in, and, or up it to the dry dock. They might put it in up there and then transport it up there. And then they put a big pipe that goes all the way out and around and then back over the weir up at Neffin. You picture that? So you're up the feeder and it's got to go up over the lock gates and then it's got to go up and around and then it goes all the way down to the weir. Me and my friend Tony Perry, we were called up to there many years ago. Well, see, not many years ago. This was when he first started doing this. So it must have been about 10 years ago, I suppose. And we had to go out there early in the morning in a dory, because what had happened was loads of bales of hay. Some farmer must have lost it all. It had gone into the river and it had all come down and it was all stuck on the weir. And we were told to go up there, cut the bindings to let it all go, because it was, in other words, it was going to cause a blockage in the paddles out there. There was about five or six of them. So we went up there, we went past this sucker dredger. Now I was told that it was not working that day. It was a weekend, it was a Sunday morning. It was just becoming light. So we went up there, we thought, okay, there was nobody on there or anything like that. We thought, that's fine. So we went through the lock, went round to the weir, and it was just becoming, the tide was just beginning to go down. So we got the water just beginning to show over the weir, which is the best time for us. So we went up there and we cut two or three, and we tied up to this pipe, which the dredger was using. So we tied up to that, cutting this last one. They must have come in and they started up this pipe and they went up like a snake up into the air, which took us up into the air, out of the water. Our outboard engine stopped, that cut out because it's come out of the water. We've almost got tipped in and over the weir, and then it settled back down again. By this time, the tide is now receded, so the water's rushing over the weir now. We've got no engine, nothing like that. So we had to get the engine started, cut the line, and steam back out again. But I've never been so scared in my life. What's that?